Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Yankees right fielder Aaron Judge will be a Yankee forever, it seems. Just as everyone thought he was going to be signing with San Francisco, the Yankees made an offer he couldn't refuse. The 9-year contract is worth $360 million. ESPN is reporting the number. Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full 6-year term after winning a special election in January of 2021. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and the Republicans control the House.
I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And to God be the glory.
The protests that rocked the Chinese Communist government last week were quickly suppressed, but succeeded in getting China's leaders to revamp the zero COVID policy they've been forcing on their people for almost 3 years. China announced it's loosening restrictions and will relieve the hardship and uncertainty that many Chinese people have faced. Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over the alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the Post's Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. Musk tweeted Tuesday, in light of concerns about Baker's possible role in suppression of information important to the public dialogue, he was exited from Twitter today. Musk added that he questioned Baker before his firing about the events surrounding the Biden laptop censorship, and the lawyer's explanation was unconvincing. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
It was 81 years ago the United States was thrust into World War II. The isolationist mentality of America in that era was no more. Congress declared war on Japan. 3 days later, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States. The Internal Revenue Service is finding new and improved ways to get your money for a very big, cash-hungry federal government. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
The IRS recently lowered the threshold for taxable income received through payment apps like Venmo and Zelle from $20,000 to $600. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy reacts to the change on Fox.
I don't agree with this particular rule, so I've actually co-sponsored legislation to radically increase the threshold, and today I'm asking leadership to include some delay of the rule or increasing the threshold on a bipartisan basis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Bill Martinez here. And we've got Victoria Kirilenko with us. Veronica, what am I saying, Victoria? I'm sorry I changed your name.
This is fine. People mess up my last name.
I know. Well, I thought, I'd be different. Let's mess up the first name, Veronica.
Right?
Saying, no, thank you very much. I appreciate your grace. She's a research associate at the defense consulting firm Geostrategic Analysis. And we're going to talk about all things Ukraine, because there are so many moving parts, as you know, Veronica, and you've been on top of this. So I thought it was appropriate to have you on this morning so you can share with us, you know, a lot of things that people have heard. They just want to, and maybe they've heard parts and pieces, but, you know, we're going to have a little bit of time here to talk about it so they understand, you know, what is going on with Ukraine and America's investment, and also the NATO partners that are now reporting that they're running out of support and ammunition supplies to help Ukraine.
Well, Bill, as far as I know, they're meeting today in Bucharest, Romania. And they actually reassured the support for Ukraine and for Ukrainian citizens. Well, they said they will focus on increasing, actually, assistance such as air defense systems and ammunition to Ukraine. They will also, they are discussing non-lethal aids, including fuel, medical supplies, winter equipment, and drone jammers. This is what I've heard delivered through a NATO assistance package that allies can contribute to. So far, well, what I've seen from the meeting, NATO meeting today, the foreign ministers met, and they are very optimistic. And they should be, because you've been following the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the last couple of weeks, of course. Even though it's happening, like you said, the situation is extremely difficult, and there are a lot of moving parts. And you know that Russia has targeted Ukraine's power plants and transmission, distribution facilities, and water pumping stations since early October, with each barrage having greater impact than the last as damage accumulates and winter sets in. Bill, Kiev and its allies say Russia's attacks on civilian infrastructure are war crimes, and war, and Moscow in turn denies its intent to hurt civilians, but said last week their suffering would not end unless Ukraine yields to Russia's demands. But at the same time, Russia fails to bail them out. But at the same time, half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure is either damaged or destroyed, and nearly 10 million people right now are currently without power.
Wow.
This is why NATO is saying that they will be sending more humanitarian assistance as well. And, you know, Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, said that the United States will be sending lots of supplies in terms of supporting Ukrainians on the ground.
Yeah, it's just, you wonder, Veronica, how long they can last. I mean, both sides, how long Ukraine can last, how long, you know, Russia seems to be at, you know, so to speak, their wits' end here, because they thought this was going to be a cakewalk, and they've realized that, boy, the resistance, you know, there's always something, an advantage of the home team advantage. You know, when you are fighting for your own homeland, I mean, it really counters the narrative of Vladimir Putin, you know, suggesting that, you know, he's there to liberate Russia, you know, Russians that are there in Ukraine. Somehow they're stuck, right?
Yes, Bill. Well, I'm half Russian. I'm from a major Russian city in Ukraine originally. And my dad is from Russia. And he says that he's never seen such an awful regime, well, maybe since, you know, Soviet times in Russia. And my dad was born in Russia, and he says, wow, this is something unbelievable happening. And nobody in Ukraine, nobody, probably, well, maybe some minor exceptions, could imagine that Russia would invade Ukraine. Because since the Soviet times, people were taught that Ukrainians and Russians and, you know, other people living in the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, were brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
And unthinkable. And, you know, before the war began in February 24th, 70% of Russians did not support the invasion.
Exactly.
Because the talks were in the air, and the preparations were ongoing. So, and what he's saying, what Putin is saying about liberating Ukrainians from Nazi, it's such BS, I'm sorry for the lack of better word. It's absolutely not true. And who's dying right now in Ukraine are people from the mixed families like myself. And this has nothing, this narrative is so false, and it's an absolute tragedy. And as you said, it's, you know, when you defend your home country, your morality is extremely high. And you see what's happening with the Russian forces. They announced their mobilization a little over than months ago, 300,000 people, and just as many young men left the country when the announcement was made. It tells you everything about Russians' motivation to fight this war.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, when you see the people, you know, demonstrating in the streets there in Russia, I mean, what the West does not understand, I mean, it's almost like you're declaring a death sentence on yourself, are you not?
When you protest in Russia,
yes.
Well, their police is known to be very brutal. They're probably not as brutal as Chinese ones, but and you know, believe it or not, my cousin works at the Russian police, because as I said, I still have family in Russia.
Wow.
I know that they are paid very handsomely. They are. And so they love this, they love Putin's regime, and they're all in, and they think that people who are protesting, they're agents of the West, and they just seek to destroy Mother Russia. But they're just ordinary people.
Yes.
They're just people who understand that they have no interest in this war. And also, you know, the other side of the story is sanctions.
Yes.
Well, some you know, observers say that they do not hurt Russians and they don't hurt Russian economy. Well, it is not true. The standards of living declining in Russia is very, very rapidly. The inflation is a real thing. It's raging, and it's worse than it's here in America.
Right.
So people are hurting economically too, not just morally, not just, you know, feeling this historic injustice that is happening. They are hurting from sanctions as well.
Exactly. Well, and I think this is the problem with sanctions, is you think there's a direct causal effect. Well, guess what? The oligarchs always take care of them. themselves. That's who you're trying to hurt. You end up hurting, you know, the wrong people. You hurt the people, and maybe, you know, the strategy is, well, if the people hurt enough, then they'll go out in the streets and they'll put pressure on their government. But when you're dealing against an oppressive government like Putin and Russia, not quite so easy. We've got more. Stay with us right here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's being reported that Russian atrocities, and they are out there, no doubt, are bringing NATO closer than ever. And Veronica Kirilenko was just sharing that with us. Despite fears of fatigue, NATO allies are closer than ever.
after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Dr. Veronica Kirilenko, she's a research associate at the defense consulting firm Geostrategic Analysis. Veronica, what do you say about this? That, you know, because I've heard that said repeatedly, is that the NATO partnership is actually strengthening through this conflict.
It's true. And, you know, because of the Russian offensive and because of the developments since February, two European countries, Finland and Norway, they actually said that they do want to be a part of the alliance. And today, NATO's chief, Stoltenberg, said that once the war is over, Ukraine can become a member. And even in February, it was a very vague perspective. It was very uncertain, and NATO was very hesitant about taking Ukraine into alliance. And for the good reasons, because since 2014, Ukraine had this territorial dispute with Russia, Donetsk region, which is just on the border between eastern border between Ukraine and Russia, and NATO was not so sure about whether Ukraine should be a member or not, and they actually said, well, probably not, because you know it's not do not accept such countries as Ukraine that have territorial conflicts with other countries. So and now look at us, NATO is expanding, and who they have to thank for that. Putin himself, and he said that it was one of the main reasons for the military operation, as they call the war, to stop NATO expansion. And he said NATO should stop at the borders of 1997. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not what's happening. This is the opposite of what he intended to do. So Putin is far from being a brilliant strategist. And Bill, you asked me about Zelensky, at the break. Zelensky, obviously, you know, when you see the Democrats and the Biden administration is siding with someone, your instinct is, okay, we should not trust these people. because when you see such a support for someone from we know are crooks like President Joe Biden, you should be careful trusting these people. And I mean, I understand this, and consider the amount of money that and aid that we have already sent to Ukraine. As of today, the Biden administration has provided more than $20 billion in military assistance to Kyiv, and about $10 billion in humanitarian assistance, about $13 billion in economic assistance, and just a few weeks ago, they requested an additional $34 billion. And we know that, oh my goodness, I mean, America is struggling right now. And exactly. We have so many troubles at home. And naturally, many Americans, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, is Ukraine a 51st state? Why are we sending so much money, our own money? This is not the government's money. This is taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
And, you know, 2 days ago, Fox News reported that the Biden administration was scrambling to track some 20 out of $15 billion in military aid sent to, sent to Ukraine. And in light of the FTX story, I wonder how much money was, you know, funneled through the Ukrainian government and back to the Democratic Party. I mean, the corruption in Ukraine is infamous. And but at the same time, to be honest, I mean, if I or anyone else was in Zelensky's place, what would you do? You would probably try to get as much aid, as much help, as much ammo, as much tanks and missile defense systems as you can, right?
Right. Well,
you would try your best to try to protect your people. You know, when Zelensky won his presidency, he was extremely popular. He's even more popular right now in Ukraine. Actually, he positioned himself as Ukraine first kind of candidate, Trump was here.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is why Ukrainians supported him. And he ran on the platform of fighting with corruption, fighting with the swamp in Kyiv, like Trump did here. This is why Ukrainians saw him as a glimmer of hope in this corrupt environment.
Yeah.
And is he a good leader? Is he a good war leader? I think he is. Is he vaccines? No, obviously not. But right. What I do support the propositions of the Republicans, and again, I spoke about Marjorie Taylor Greene and a handful of other Republicans, including Matt Gaetz, Thomas Massie, and others. They recently unveiled a resolution for an audit of the funds allocated and sent to Ukraine. So should we support Ukraine? Yes, but we need to monitor and we need to track everything that we send. Because, failing to even know where $20 billion went, This is not serious.
No, it really isn't. And especially the other thing that's bothersome is when you have money going in there and then coming back to the Democratic Party. We know Ukraine is probably headquarters for money laundering.
Right.
Right. So it's a natural function for them. But to your point, this is about life and death for the Ukrainian people. And the president knows how to play the game. Well, the Democrats are, they're buying up votes. They're buying up influence. This is what they do. I think it's quite rich that they're able to do it out of the people's treasury like this. And, and the people just, they kind of hear about it and they just don't, they're not sure what to make. Well, of course, 50% of the country, if they're Democrats, it's no big whoop. It goes by them. But the rest of us are going, wait a minute. I mean, we're caught in this, this repeat cycle that goes on, within the culture. And it is, in a sense, it's kind of a soft corruption process. And this is perpetrated, I think largely by Democrats. I know some people often say, well, Bill, the Republicans do it. I didn't see a big bunch of money coming from Ukraine into the Republican Party for the last, political campaign for the midterms. I saw it all going into the Democratic Party. So excuse me. And this is what the Democrats have done time and again. And they're taking full advantage of every crisis because that's what they do. And whatever they can do to leverage it that interests them and puts them in the advantage, they have no conscience, Veronica. And this is what's really upsetting Americans, American citizens. They're just saying, I've had it. I've had it with the political system. It is so corrupt and it's obviously corrupt. And, they were saying, like a lot of people on our show, Veronica, were saying, we don't want a red wave. We want an American wave. How about that? How about if we have an American wave and we, recapture and get our moral compass back and we start aligning with those things that are proper and righteous? What a concept, right?
Well, we're working on it right now with this conversation, I believe. And,
yeah.
Bill, and, about Ukraine and the Democrats, and please don't forget that when Joe Biden served as Obama's vice president,
he
oversaw Ukraine.
Yes.
He created all these schemes. He was a part of this. He worked so hard. He had 8 years for that. And
the thing is, you bring up something so important here, and this is, people are missing this point as well. See, this happened on Barack Obama's watch, and it wasn't just Joe Biden. We're talking John Kerry. We're talking Hillary Clinton, his minions. And you're going to tell me, Veronica, that Barack Obama didn't get anything out of this?
Selfie.
this is how deep this deep state, this dark deep state that we're having to deal with, and it is bothersome, and it really perils. I mean, that truly, I mean, the Democratic Party talks about, the perils of democracy. Well, they are the great, to me, they're one of the bigger contributors to the destruction of this Democratic Republic, in my humble opinion. Dr. Veronica Kirilenko, Research Associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis, has been with us. Veronica's always appreciate the time. Thank you for the insight.
Bill,
take care.
I'm the senior editor of the New American right now, just so you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
And to God be the glory.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full six-year term. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and Republicans control the House. Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over his alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the post Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump's family business was found guilty Tuesday of tax fraud with a New York jury, finding the Trump Organization engaged in an off-the-books compensation scheme to pay executives in car leases, apartments, and cash. The organizations could face a fine of roughly $1.6 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, Bill Martinez, along with Al Parada. Yes, it's his turn. He's out of the batter's box. He's ready to come in and start hitting some grand slams for us. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. I don't know why I'm using the baseball metaphor, but for some reason, did you kind of like channel me to go baseball?
Yeah, because I wanted to avoid soccer. Or football,
what
the rest of the world calls it.
Football? Yeah, I know. Don't you love it that even the white announcers are trying to impersonate the Mexican goal? You know, you hear them say, they don't say goal as good as, you know.
Well, I think as the game Friday, they don't give us a chance. But how often do you think you get to say goal once, even in the game or the match USA versus England? It's
right.
0-0. Ooh, thrill. Thriller.
Yeah.
You know, we're Americans. We like to see wins. We like to see somebody win, somebody lose.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. But hey, it's here it is. You know, my son, my oldest son, is a soccer aficionado, so he's been glued to the TV. I mean, his eyes are red. He's like a Klingon monster. You know, his eyeballs are just all red just from, you know, nonstop engagement with the cup and all things that get people excited. I mean, and the thing is,
I mean, you get into it. I was watching, what was it, Canada versus Croatia? Like,
right.
I care, right? But I'm like, come on. You know, no, Croatia or whatever. I don't even care, but you get into it. I mean, I get the idea why the world goes crazy every 4 years for it. I get that.
Yeah, but, it's all that pent up stuff. We got to do something psychologically that helps them out in between time. I mean, 4 years is just too long to wait. But you know, here's the option. I mean, you can focus on FIGBO or you know, Cambridge with you know, this transgender Jesus thing. So it's like, you know, I mean, this is how crazy this world has become. But this is also why we look for a respite, some amusement where we can, you know, put our brains on hold and not be bombarded, not be, of course, as we're talking about, you know, the big word today from Merriam-Webster is that, you know, it's gaslighting, right? We're all fed up with this gaslighting that goes on in our culture today.
Yeah, well, and then back to the World Cup, but mm-hmm. trying to politicize that in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. The U.S. changing their logo to the rainbow and this, that, and the other thing. And just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know, give us this chance to watch people kick a ball around without having to, you know, make it woke or making it political. Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, Al, every year we used to go to New York. I love the theater. I love Broadway. And we'd go there and, you know, be there for a week, and I'd see 10 plays. I mean, I just would just immerse myself in it. It was just my break and, you know, get me into the season and being in New York. And Christmas time in New York is real special. It used to be anyway. Of course, you go there now, you get to have your head on a swivel and make sure you've got people watching your back all the time because it's so crazy with the crime rate going on there. But the thing was, it was so disturbing, just like you said, is you go there and you're paying a lot of money for a ticket to go watch a play, and everything's politicized. It's like, you know what? I didn't come here to hear your nation perspective on politics, because in a lot of ways, I mean, I can just go, you know, chase down some bumper stickers there, you know, in Manhattan and get about as much substance as what you're trying to tell me from the stage. You know, I'll pass.
Yeah. I mean, my wife's a theater person, a musical theater person.
Uh-huh.
She has no interest in going back to New York for that same reason. I mean, and having that taken away from her is a painful thing.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's like, we don't, again, something glorious.
Like yeah.
The World Cup. Broadway thing. For people who have never done any Broadway show, it is an experience.
No doubt.
But if you get politicized, to take away the joy
mm-hmm.
is just awful and have such a disrespect, basically, for half the country.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a shameful thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to be given the honor to perform for people
mm-hmm.
in a Broadway show, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, well, these liberals have to get a grip here. And I don't know, you know, some of the analysis that was done, they could write off and just say, well, it's because of COVID. That's why the box office is down. You know, I think tourism, everything, yes, it's all combined. And, of course, in Manhattan, you know, you got the crime rate going up. People are not real eager, you know, to want to go and spend Christmas in a violent area. I mean, it's like, who wants to go to a combat zone for Christmas? I mean, if you're Bob Hope, maybe, but, you know, not if you're everyday, you know, people. Just saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's, I was thinking, Bob Hope voted in the last election. So, it takes away the choice. And that was one of the treasures of Rudy Giuliani. It was helping clean up that area.
Exactly.
And turn it back into this glorious, glorious place again.
Well, it's just unfortunate. But anyway, the brew at stream.org addresses, we made reference to what Cambridge is saying okay to, and that's this transgender Jesus. I mean, come on. You know, it's amazing how they treat our Lord, Al. But, man, I'll tell you, if they even got close to messing with Muhammad, all hell would be breaking loose. You know, not that I'm suggesting Christians should all of a sudden go nuts and start, you know, burning buildings there in Cambridge or anything like that. But I'm just saying, you know, the disrespect for Jesus Christ that we honor in this season and for all that Jesus did for humanity, you know, to be true. I mean, this is, you know, this is anathema. I just want to scream from the top of the building over this stuff.
Brilliant article this morning from Tom Gilson on the stream. Mm-hmm. He focused in on the dean's use of the word legitimate.
Yes.
That what the guy said was legitimate.
Right.
And how what that means is nowhere in that statement was the idea of truth.
Right. Well, explain to the audience why the dean, I mean, the controversy was this was a speech. Go ahead and explain to the audience what set this up. Go ahead.
Okay, so some young researcher is allowed to give a sermon, and in that sermon in front of the congregation, he basically made the argument that Jesus was transgender, transbody. It was a stupid argument because he basically used art from the 15th century. Mm-hmm. The wounds of Christ were shaped like a vagina, therefore, you know, Christ was transgender. It's that stupid.
Oh wow! Yeah.
But the dean of Trinity College, which is where this took place at Cambridge, he basically fluffed it off as it's a legitimate thing. Whether you agree with it or not, it's part of a legitimate discussion.
It's stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, because the thing is, like you said, and I like that, what makes something legitimate is that there has to be truth in it, right?
Yeah.
So where is the truth in this sermon other than, you know, this young man, you know, spouting this sermon, you know, for controversial sake or, you know, contemporary speak and gaslighting or whatever, but you know, it's like, really, come on, you know, where is there value in this, and what truth can you draw out of this sermon that says that Jesus was trans?
Basically, I mean, the analogy I made was if some artist made the thorns of cross look like antennas, somebody can come along and say that Jesus was a Martian.
Yes.
It's that stupid. But the idea is we're going to legitimize that. And in fact, this researcher did it in a sermon at a church.
Yeah.
And like you said, around heading into Advent season,
mm-hmm.
it's an abomination. And again,
it's quite the commentary on the church of today. Not that the dean of Trinity represents all churches, but the fact that even any aspect of what Jesus himself created, the church would have this kind of, you know, this kind of acceptance of something so idiotic, right? And certainly non-doctrinal, if not heretical.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, you know, Al, sometimes you get to that point, at least I do, and I think, what are they going to do when Jesus comes? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no argument. It's like, uh-oh. You know? Lord have mercy, I'm telling you. We're talking with Al Parada from thestream.org. We're going to talk more about the morning brew, so stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey, quit looking, go be one, huh? Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. The infamous Al Parada from Stream.org continues with us as we're into the brew. Hopefully you've coffeed up and, you know, we're going to get into our next topic. But maybe before we transition to the next one, I just want to, you know, finish out this insane deal and not to give it any more place than we probably should, and we probably given it too much. But, you know, again, this is the kind of evil is out there with Cambridge's Trinity College. I mean, a sermon in a church, you know, presenting Jesus as transgender. And I think it's interesting because in the face of that, Al, we have a series like The Chosen, for example, that Dallas Jenkins and the writers and the team, how they present Jesus. I mean, the focus in this presentation of The Chosen focuses more on the humanity of Jesus and, you know, and the apostles, which, you know, for people who are strict, originalists to the Bible, and, you know, this may stretch their sensitivity because this is interpretive. This is a bit of a narrative, and but, you know, as I watch the series, I see it doing more good than harm. It is actually causing people to go to the Bible and read the Bible, you know, for themselves. But it is making, you know, Jesus, you know, from the human side of Jesus, I would think it expands his relatability, you know.
Yeah.
For a world that that needs Jesus like it's never needed it before, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it takes them off the stained glass window.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. And also, you know, with the disciples having to deal with, you know, real people dealing with, you know, an amazing experience.
Exactly.
How would we be?
Right.
You know, we can...
Well, I keep thinking about the way they present the apostles, you know, as real people, and, you know, and of course we know about some of the dysfunctions obvious with Peter, but even the presentation of Matthew as the tax collector with autism,
You know, and there's other people. Little James, for example, the ending of last season, you know, here he is with a disability, looking to Jesus, going, "Why don't you heal me?" And, you know, and what Jesus shares with him, because that's the question, you know, that you hear often is that, you know, I've been suffering with this ailment and I keep asking God to heal me and I'm not being healed. You know, what's going on? And boy, there's a powerful scene in that, in the closing episode of The Chosen that addresses that, puts it in perspective. And understanding that, you know, why does God heal some and seemingly not heal others this side of heaven?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I could see the deeper and more profound things of life as opposed to, hey, look at a painting and look at faith, makes Jesus look like a transgender. You know what I mean?
It's, right. Right.
You know, and this is a good thing, especially as we head into, you know, or into Advent and head mm-hmm. towards Christmas.
Right.
And what do they mean? What actually happened?
Right.
In Bethlehem, that we're talking about 2,000 years later, mm-hmm. this child who was born,
right?
You know,
and what he did,
profound thing,
exactly.
But, you know, which take a second, you know, need to take some time and, you know, catch our breath with it and just realize what an enormous thing this was that we don't, in a sense, we take for granted, I guess. In a way, in our age.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're surrounded so much by the culture and we got our eyes off the real prize, the eternal prize. And hopefully this season, you know, I say hopefully the first week of Advent is hope, that we embrace, the true gift of the Christmas season, all that God has bestowed upon his creation. And guess what? It's like it renews every year. It's like it never runs out, right? It's always there. It's there for the taking. If, you know, you'll just reach out. You know, we don't have because we don't ask. And, here it is. I mean, this is the season, this first week, of Advent that reminds us that, there is hope and we can count on this hope because it comes from the hope giver who is all, you know, same yesterday, today, forever. God Almighty, the one who created all this. You know, that you've got politicians, it's comical, it's total hubris, that they think that they can do something about, you know, climate or manufacture other things that's out of their pay grade. But, you know, it doesn't stop them from trying. And, and I love in the Bible that, you know, when the plans of man come before God, it says he laughs.
Right. Yeah. And the thing, you know, one thing about the world we're in right now, there is some darkness around. The light really becomes important. And it was very clear that there's light in the darkness.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's certainly incredible amount of darkness right now.
Wow. Right.
With the shouting your abortion, with the transgender thing, with the mutilation of children being a fashion. I mean, this is dark, dark, dark
exactly.
stuff.
I mean, Al, did you ever think we would get to this point that, you know, children are being mutilated, their bodies are being altered, you know, based on a theory, based on a feeling? And, and again, this is all moving in the wrong direction because guess what? People are being paid. You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. And right now in the culture, they're rewarding, they're paying doctors and hospitals a lot of picking money to permanently disfigure our children.
And to play God.
Yeah.
You don't like what you're born with? We'll change it.
Yeah, but you can only go so far because you're not God and you can't change the DNA. Guess what? In their DNA, there's still a woman. There's still a man. Just because you've cut off body parts to try to, you know, tell them there's something different, the internal wiring is so hardwired that there's no way they can penetrate that. But these idiots go and think, oh, well, you know, we're so cool. We're so contemporary. We're doing all this stuff. And thank you very much for the $100,000 per operation. Oh, by the way, you know, and happy to take off your body parts, you know, and then what's happening is that these people who've gone through and turned themselves into lab rats are now coming back going, but that didn't work. Well, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
thankfully, you're seeing more people come through. The detransitioners are speaking up. I mean, that Chloe Cole.
But how sad, Al. Their lives are sacrificed at the altar of this idiocy. Right?
Yeah.
They on this side of heaven. They're damaged. I mean, they have been physically damaged because of, you know, this contemporary science, and as you said, these people that insist that they're God when they're not.
Yeah. And it's not science.
We're living life in a theory. Everything's a theory. Critical race theory. Oh yeah, I think that. Oh, you know, somebody doesn't feel good. Let's help them. We'll change their sex and help them feel good. And like, how many operations does it take to figure that out, that it's not working?
Yeah, and that's not, you know, let's get at the root causes. And, you know, we were doing good there for a while, and like, and affirming people, like, mm-hmm. trying to convince, you know, especially young women, because that's the reversal. It used to be the gender of the spoiler was mostly male, and now in the last 5-10 years, it's flipped.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cultural.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's not biological, that's not scientific, it's a cultural.
Mm-hmm.
A cultural thing, a fact, and the people doing it, the promoting it, like, what in the world are you doing,
mm-hmm.
besides destroying a foundational?
Well, a lot of them come from a similar psychological makeup. Those that promoted abortion, Al, it's ungodly. It's ungodly in the sense that we're talking about the higher God, the only God, not the small G God, because they think they are God. You know, they may not pronounce that specifically, but that's what they're doing. You know, just as you said, they're interfering with the Creator's process. I got to think that that doesn't sit too well with God Himself. We've got a couple minutes left here. Also, part of the brew, you address the brouhaha. In China, what's going on here?
Wow, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The protests about the COVID lockdowns, but
yes,
they're also, you know, that itself is protesting that, but it seems to be a little bit bigger than that. They're protesting the censorship, the party itself, the Chinese party itself, Xi himself, you know, and.
Can you imagine? I mean, this doesn't fare well when you've got a state or a country that, you know, they've got an infrastructure. You talk about, you know, cancellation, erasing, they can really hurt you really quick. And this is, you got to imagine what the depth of frustration must be for, you know, the Chinese citizens to put it all on the line, you know?
Literally, yeah. This is not, you know, you protest and get a ticket. This is if you protest and you're out of your home,
yeah,
or you're jailed, or you're beaten, or you're tortured, or you're sent to a camp. Bad things happen when you do this. But the fact that
you're right, your social credit score gets reduced very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so it's, you know, more power to them for having the bravery to stand up.
Well, you know, and we're seeing more of this kind of activity. Have you noticed? I mean, it's not just in China. I mean, the fact that it's in China is pretty noteworthy. But this kind of unrest is spreading around the world. So I think there's something on the horizon here, Al. What do you think? 8 seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to take it anymore. Twisted Sister, the motto for freedom around the world.
There you go. Managing editor of Stream.org, Mr. Al Parada.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing...